This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Collaboration between the Soy Transportation Coalition, American Soybean Association, U.S. Soybean Export Council, and the United Soybean Board has propelled better distribution of American soybeans. Megan Kaiser, who serves as the chair of the United Soybean Board, says these groups saw a need for improved infrastructure and teamed up to invest in this initiative.
What's keeping some of these instrumental infrastructure projects from happening? And what role could we do to break down those barriers? Well, the first one we tried was dredging of the lower Mississippi River. And the reason that that project wasn't proceeding is that there just wasn't funding for planning, engineering, and design. So we said, well, we can actually invest in that. And so we, as the Soy Checkoff said, we're going to put up $2 million almost as a pledge, because at that time, we didn't know if anyone could even receive it. It took all those partners working almost 2 years for the federal government and the state of Louisiana to say, yes, we figured out how we can receive those funds and we can be good partners. So our $2 million investment was met with a $245 million investment from our federal and state partners. Because of that, we're now able to load these ocean vessels further up the river, all the way up to Baton Rouge. We're able to load them heavier, be more reliable, quicker out the Gulf of Mexico into the global marketplace.
That's Megan Kaiser, United Soybean Board Chair. This is Tim Hammerich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.